This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12. We're talking hockey with Joe Micheletti coming up at 11. What's the latest from Pebble Beach? Great Mickelson bite about winning at Pebble Beach and the significance. Is it official?
Worth the wait. Wins the AT&T Pro-Am for the record tying fifth time. Yeah.
Very nice. He is playing some great golf. All right, let's go through a couple. Oh, let me tell you about Maryville University. Maryville University students receive an extraordinary level of academic, personal, and career support, beginning with their first steps from transition from high school to college. Go to maryville.edu for more information. We are going to be at Maryville next Thursday doing the show.
Will Jim Powers be there? Doesn't he work for Maryville University?
I hope we can catch him before he's working out or having that salad. let's see what else here. Oh, I do want to tell you about the Bomarito Automotive family. If you're looking for a car, look no further than the Bomarito, bomarito.com. You can go through their extensive inventory of new cars, pre-owned cars, and see if they don't have the right car for you. They sell over 30,000 cars a year. That's the highest in the state of Missouri, and they've been like that for 11 straight years. We appreciate the Bomarito Automotive family for being one of our great sponsors. All right, Brian, let's go through a couple of these texts.
The big lib, Bob Koss, has kept all his money he profited from broadcasting football. He only came out against it when his career was over and he no longer needed it to make millions. Koss is not supposed to be a commentator. He is broadcasting a game. People do not want to hear his leftist views on CTE, gun control, or the Redskins nickname. But if you watched NBC football, you were forced to listen to them. I used to wish he would be the person to succeed Jack Buck. Now I have no use. Wow. Now I have no use for him.
So that wait a minute. What's leftist about CTE?
That's what I don't get. Because if you want to do a left-right thing.
Or about the Redskins name.
Well, I think some people think. Like, how do you feel? Do you think it's okay with you, the Redskins?
No, I don't think you should be able to pick and choose. Like the Seminole, they can go around in the 50-yard line. But Chief Alinowick for Illinois is offensive. You know, like you shouldn't be able to pick and choose what mascot is offensive. If the Chief Alinowick was offensive to Native Americans, then so is the Redskin, then so went the Florida State Seminole.
That's a separate point, and it's a valid point.
Yeah.
But I think most people who want the name Redskins removed from Washington would probably be on the left side.
Correct. Yeah, and gun control very much is divided on party
lines. Yeah, I don't think
lines.
There's any question
but
about
CTE.
That implies that liberals think it's bad and conservatives think it's good.
Yeah. Conservatives are pro-concussion.
Destroy minds. Yes. That's not an implication you want to make. Plus, Bob was the commentator. That was a segment that NBC wanted him to do.
Halftime for 10 years, he did commentaries. And 95% of them were about Manning and Brady and the greatness of the league and all this stuff. But every once in a while, he would tackle this topic and lay it out there. So, all right. Let's see. Deflections and injuries have created the current situation. I don't know what that means.
Blues, maybe? Injuries?
Did he mean to say deflections?
I don't know. This plus, I have no idea.
Frank, did you see the end of the Missouri State game? Did you guys see that half-ice?
Yeah. I did. Yeah. That wild scrum? That was pretty crazy. Good for them.
Just like he drew it up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know the guy who hit that shot is Dixon. And do you recognize that name?
Michael Dixon? Juan Dixon from Maryland?
Michael Dixon, Mike Dixon's little brother from Mizzou.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that the one who had trouble and had to leave his senior year?
There's a few players like that. I think so, yes. Yeah.
God, speaking of Juan Dixon, I did love him watching in Maryland.
Oh,
he was a great player.
What a great player.
Hell of a player.
Yeah.
I love that
What
team.
Did he do in the NBA? Or did
he was
go?
With the Wizards. Steve Blake was
how
on
you,
that team.
How do you
remember
just happen
Steve
to know Juan Dixon's NBA? This was almost 20 years ago.
I think he was drafted by the Wizards.
He
but
was.
Sure.
I don't know how you know that.
Yeah, I think he stayed in the league okay. Yeah, he was there more than a year.
A lot longer than I would have guessed. He played, at least in the NBA, from drafted in 2002, played through 2009, and then went overseas.
And he averaged double figures? Did he ever average double figures?
He in the NBA he did twice, and now is a coach at Coppin State.
Don't forget about Steve Blake. I mean, that guy.
He's a good player, yeah.
Like he doesn't really look very athletic. He stayed in the league a long time too. That team was great. I love that Maryland team.
Who's the guy from Villanova from last year? What is he doing?
DiVincenzo.
Yeah,
he was drafted by the Bucks. Let me see where. What he's playing. The issue is the Bucks are really good and probably don't need him.
Yeah,
to play
Bucks
that
may
much.
End up having the home court advantage throughout the playoffs the way it's going.
Yes, they are an excellent team. Dante DiVincenzo is averaging about 16 minutes a game, just under 5 points.
Did you see J.J. Redick last night, speaking of white guards in the NBA? Did you see his game last night for Philadelphia against the Lakers? He hit a three from the corner where he just got tomahawked and it still went in. J.J. Redick is just. He is just sensational. He really is.
Career earnings, guess, for Redick.
What's that?
Career earnings for J.J. Redick.
He started his career?
Yeah, drafted in 2006, in that summer.
Okay, so 6 to 16 is 10. Well, let's say an average of 12, because I know he's at 21 now. So 12 times... I'd say $150 million.
He's just under 80. He's making $23 million this year. Next year he gets...
He made 21 last year. He must have made nothing
23
early on.
Last year. He's gotten 12.25 this year, rather. And yes, very early on, 2, 7, 6, 1. He wasn't making much early in his career.
Boy, is he a good player. That, you know, a lot of people think... Well, that they definitely have the best starting lineup in the East.
Yes.
Now, they don't have the best starting lineup in the whole league because of the Warriors, but they're really good.
He came in the league about 5 or 6 years too soon.
Before
because
the ridiculous
before everybody,
money, yeah.
You know, the 4 dribbles and 40-point game from Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, he had to work for those shots. If he would have came in the league a few years ago, he'd be getting paid.
Yeah, just imagine if he would come in the league when Otto Porter came in the league. He would
started you're making thinking, $20 million.
Yeah. Otto Porter is one of these guys that you don't know he's on the court for like chunks of time.
He's on the Bulls now.
Yeah, and he's making 25 or 26. All right, if you don't think Redskin is the equivalent to Indians, that the N-word is to black people, walk up to a young burly Indian and call him one. A blank kicking will follow.
Burly?
I don't think you have to be burly.
I get that name very often. That word very often.
I can't disagree with the texter, though.
95% of all Native Americans don't find any of the Indian monikers offensive. It's the ignorant white man.
Just bring back Chief Illiniwek. That's really all I care about. And the halftime show with Chief Illiniwek, that was fantastic.
How long
bring
ago
that
did
back.
That go?
It's been about 8 years, I feel like.
I remember it was a big deal when the NCAA wouldn't let him come here for the Final Four.
Just super disappointing.
I know Illini fans didn't like that.
But then I get to see Florida State Seminole, a guy on a white horse, go to the 50-yard line and throw a spear in a field. So that, just bring back Chief Illiniwek. I'm fine with everything else.
All right, here's one good Billiken text, and then here's one bad. I'll go bad first. Frank, suffering Billiken fan here. I like Travis Ford, but the team has no one who runs the offense, organizes the team. There's no true point guard. He's absolutely correct. Goodwin tried, but does not have those instincts. He plays hard, but he's an off-the-ball scorer, rebounder. Overcompensating for the absence of the point creates a stagnant offense. No straw to stir the drink. He's absolutely right, because Tremaine Isabel, he has some strengths, not a point guard. Jordan Goodwin, they moved him off the ball last year, and he became effective. He's not a true point. That's why as soon as Yuri Collins arrives, you give him the ball, and then when he leaves 4 years later, you take the ball away from him. All right, but here's the good news. On SLU recruits, this gentleman went to see Javonte Perkins from SWIC on Saturday, who I've seen. He scored 28. He's one of the top junior college scorers in America. Gibson Jimerson from Mount Verde, player of the week. Hargrove, East St. Louis, scoring and defending, and Collins scoring and passing, 4 of the 8 players for SLU next year. So that's good news. All right. What else there, Brian?
Frank, until you do something playoffs-wise, I think the Blues are just fool's gold. Well, that's no fun. They were bad 2 months ago. Have fun when they're winning.
How about the prodigal? You want to read that one? That's a good one.
Prodigal chiming in. Negligee, Frank. Really, do? That's so 1960-ish. Honey dips. Wear thongs and lace these days. All those years of sneaking peeks at the SI swimsuit issue didn't help you at all. You're a sip as a white cop on Sanford and Son.
Oh, that's true. All right. Would you have love to have Bob Costas behind the microphone for some Cardinal games? He'll probably do some on the MLB Network, but he's not.
No, Frank, we have no use for Bob Costas anymore.
Oh, wow.
You read the text?
Yeah. He lives in – he has a place in New York, and he has a place in Malibu. So I don't think he has a place in St. Louis anymore.
Where would your two homes be, Frank, if you had to pick? I think those are two pretty solid choices.
Well, it depends where the grandkids were. But I don't think he has any grandkids. And Keith is not married, is he?
I have no idea if he's married.
And then his daughter, I think, is a teacher in New York.
Get yourself a townhome in D.C. Be close to your daughter there. It's really nice.
It's true. I'm going to try to get her back instead. All right. Let's see. Tell that Neanderthal who texted in questioning Costas' take on CTE as being politically motivated that the world really is round, Mike in South City. Yeah. All right. Let's take a short time out. When we come back, Blues fans, listen up. Joe Micheletti will join us. We'll be right back.